愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天晚上用两段圣经跟大家一起来学习弱者的力量。
Tonight I would like to use two passages to study the topic, the strength of the weak.
我们在这个世界很多人都希望被看作强者。
In this world, many people like to be seen as strong.
如果一个人在世界上很有成就，一般都是对自己相当有自信。
If a person has great accomplishments in this world, it probably means that they have a lot of confidence.
对自己的能力，对自己的聪明智慧相当有自信。
They have a lot of confidence in their knowledge and in their strength.
所以在世界上有成就的人，大部分讲话都是以我为中心。
And so those who are accomplished in the world often are self-centered.
但是我们在圣经里面看到很多神所用的工人做很多的事情。
But in the Bible, we see many workers of God who have done mighty things.
差不多全部的人都觉得我算不了什么。
And almost all of them feel that they are nothing.
我是一个很软弱的人。
I am a very weak person.
我是一个没有智慧的人。
I am one without wisdom.
那因为这个样子所以他们讲话都是以神为中心的。
And because of this, whatever they say is God-centered.
那一个人要从很有自信变成在神面前觉得一无是处，这个改变是不简单的。
And for a person to be self-confident to change into a person who feels that they are nothing before God is a great transformation.
这需要相当一段时间呢。
It takes quite a long time.
如果改变得成神就可以用我们。
And if we are able to be transformed, then God can use us.
如果改变不成，我们就很难被神所用。
If we cannot be transformed, then it is very hard for God to use us.
我们先来看保罗怎么来看自己。
Let us first look at how Paul looks at himself.
我们看哥林多后书十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书的十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章的第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Verse 9, and he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
这里保罗说，我喜欢夸自己的软弱。
Here is, Paul says that he likes to boast in his infirmities.
世界上很少人这样在讲话的。
In the world, not a lot of people will speak like this.
你看，很多人在讲话都是夸自己的长处。
Many people, when they talk, they boast about their strengths.
怎么与别人不同，怎么比别人突出。
How they are different than others and how they excel more than others.
但是保罗说，我夸自己的软弱。
But here Paul says that he boasts in his infirmities.
好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
That the power of Christ may rest upon me.
然后第十节。
Verse 10.
我为基督的缘故，注以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐。
Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and needs and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake.
这里说以软弱当作一种喜乐。
He takes pleasure in infirmities.
为什么
？Why?
因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
For when I am weak, then I am strong.
所以保罗。开始觉得他是一个弱者的时候他就有力量。
So when Paul thought of himself as weak, that is when he gained strength.
如果他觉得他是强者，他就变成没有力量。
If he thought of himself as someone who is strong, then he did not have any power.
那保罗怎么有可能会觉得说他是强者？
And so why would Paul possibly think that he was one who was strong?
如果我们看腓立比书，保罗在描写自己。
If we turn to Philippians, Paul describes himself.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第四节。
Verse 4. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so.
这里说如果有人想他可以靠肉体，那我也可以。这个肉体如果看英文，confident of flesh, 就是从 世界的条件所来的信心呢？
This confidence in the flesh is confidence that comes from worldly criteria.
那如果我们从第五节这样念哈。
If we start reading from verse 5,
他是法利赛人。
He is a Pharisee.
是宗教界的领导人。
He is a leader of the law.
律法的义无可指摘。
He is blameless concerning the law.
他是希伯来人的希伯来人。
He is a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
他是公会的议员。
He is a member of the Sanhedrin.
差不多现在美国参议院的议员。
It is like a senator.
那他是加玛列门下受教最高的教育。
And he was instructed under Gamaliel, which was the highest education anyone could receive.
那这样的一个人哈，以我们自己来讲，如果是我，可能我们就觉得我高人一等，我很强。
And today, if these criteria were what we had, we would probably think that we are very strong.
但是保罗知道这个是世界，
But Paul knew that these were secular matters.
这些都是在人面前的条件。
These are all criteria in front of men.
但是在神面前。
Before God,
人是什么？
What is man?
人如微尘一样。
Man is like dust.
好像我们这里有没有微尘？有。
Like, do we have dust today?
你有没有看到？没有。
Have we seen it? No.
为什么看不到？
Why can't we see it?
太小了。
Because it is too minute.
所以在神面前，我们好像没有一样。
So in front of God, it is like if we are nothing.
所以如果一个人站在神面前，了解我是微尘。
And so if a person stands before God and understands that I am just dust.
那我们就会觉得我在神面前真的是很软弱，一无是处。
Then we will realize that before God we are truly nothing.
那这样神就可以来用我们。
And in this way God can use us.
而神的能力也可以充满我们。
And God's power can be filled among us.
当我们做完圣工。
After we have completed holy work.
我们不敢说这是我做的。
We will not, proclaim that this is what we have done.
不错，这是我做的，为什么说又不敢说是我做的？
Why, it is true that we completed it, but why can't we say it is we who have accomplished it?
这是神借我做的，我只是一个器皿。
This was completed through God using me. I am just a vessel.
不论带领慕道者或者带领一个信徒信仰回头。
Whether it is bringing a truth seeker or allowing a member to return in their faith.
是神在做工啊。
It is God who is working.
那我们只是一个器皿。
And we are just a vessel.
那有这样的了解哦，神才会跟我们同工。
And with this kind of understanding, will God abide with us?
所以保罗说，我夸就是夸自己的软弱。
And so Paul says that he boasts in his infirmities.
甚至智慧也是一样。
And it is the same with wisdom.
我们先来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
2 Corinthians.
前书。
Oh, sorry, 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第三章。
Chapter
3. 十八节。
Verse 18.
哥林多前书三章十八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise.
这个地方说，在世界上自以为有智慧的，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧。
Here says, if anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise.
可见这有两种智慧。
And here it describes two types of wisdom.
一种是在世界上的标准眼光，觉得我很聪明了。
And one is worldly wisdom, which is to think that you are very smart in this world.
那事实上也有可能我很聪明。
And perhaps it is true we may be smart.
因为我们可以想出很多别人想不出来的事情。
Because we can think of many things that others can't.
在读书上我们比别人读得很好，所以我很聪明，这是事实。
And in our studies we may be better than others, and this is a fact.
但是呢，这个圣经告诉我们，倒不如变为愚拙。
But the Bible tells us that it is better if he becomes a fool.
就是承认我们在神面前是很愚笨的。
That is to admit that before God we are a fool.
那这样才能够成为真的有智慧。
And only in this way can we truly become one who is wise.
因为敬畏神是智慧的开端嘛。
Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
最伟大的存在不是神创造的万物，是创造万物的神。
And the greatest thing in the world isn't the creation itself, but it is God who created the world.
但是一般觉得很有智慧的人都是对神的创造能够研究一些定理、一些定律有一个很杰出的发现的人。
But one who thinks they are very knowledgeable often understands things from God's creation.
那更大的智慧是认识那创造万物的神。
But the greater wisdom and greater knowledge is to know the one who created the world.
那有很多人就是因为书读太多，对自己的智慧充满着自信。
And many people, because they study a lot, they are confident in their own knowledge.
没有通过我头脑，我没有办法信。
And that without using their brains, they cannot believe.
但是神的存在是超过头脑能够认识的。
But the existence of God is beyond the capability of our human mind.
所以在世界上有智慧的反而不能认识神。
And so people with knowledge in this world, actually it's very hard for them to come to know God.
所以十九节。
So verse 19. Verse 19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness.
这里说世界的智慧在神看起来是愚拙的。
Here it says that the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God.
为什么？
Why?
因为他没有办法认识神。
Because they cannot know God.
那主教有智慧的人中自己的诡计。
He catches the wise in their own craftiness.
就是被他圈住了，陷到自己的智慧这个这个陷阱里面了。
That is, they are ensnared and captured by their own knowledge.
所以主知道智慧人的意念是虚妄的。
So the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise that they are futile.
那这样难道我们在世界上很有智慧不好吗？
So does that mean it is not good for us to be knowledgeable in the world?
如果我们在世界上很有智慧，但从心里的最深处，我知道这个智慧在神看起来是愚拙的，那就是一种聪明。
If in this world we are very knowledgeable, but we know that in front of God this is nothing, then this is true wisdom.
如果我承认我没有办法用自己的智慧来认识神，神就开我们的心来认识他。
If we admit that using our own knowledge we cannot know God, then God will open our hearts for us to be able to understand Him.
但是困难是，要叫一个世界上有智慧的人承认我算不了什么，这个是太难了。
But what is very difficult is for a person who is very knowledgeable in the world to admit their infirmities in front of God.
所以神就没有把自己办法启示给他，因为神所启示的人是要像婴孩的人。
So then God is not able to reveal himself to them because those who God reveals himself to must be like babes.
那聪明通达的神就向他隐藏。
And those who are very knowledgeable in this world, God will hide.
所以我们今天能够认识神，没有一个人自夸，因为我聪明。
And so when we know God, it is not because anyone can proclaim that they know God through their own knowledge.
是因为我们很愚蠢，我们觉得自己算不了什么，神开我们的心，所以我们认识他。
But it is because we know that we are fools, and we admit this in front of God, so God opens our hearts to know Him.
那这个能力也是一样啊。
And it is the same with our strength.
那要怎么让我们自己会觉得我是一个很软弱的人？
And how are we able to understand how weak we are?
这个也不简单。
This is also very difficult to do.
我们回来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
12章。
Chapter 12.
哥林多后书12章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
第七节。
Verse 7, unless I shall be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure.
在十一章跟十二章提到有三件事情会让人觉得我很了不起。
In chapter 11 and chapter 12, it talks about three things that people may feel that they are very capable of.
那这个不是在世界上的标准的。
And this is not according to the standards of the world.
是在灵界里面的。
It is in the spiritual realm.
我们不是很小心，我们会觉得我是一个很突出的人。
If we are not careful, we will think that we are very capable.
第一个就是保罗从神得到的启示非常大。
First, the revelation that Paul received was very great.
在27卷新约圣经，保罗写的至少13卷。
In the 27 books of the New Testament, Paul wrote at least 13 of them.
你想想看，如果一本全世界流传最广、最多人读的、翻译百百最多的一本书，我写的13卷，有几个人能够很谦卑？
And if you think about it, this book, this Bible is the most popular book in the world and with the most translations. And if we wrote 13 books within this book, would we not think that we are very capable?
那这个圣经啊，不是人写得出来的。
But the Bible cannot be written by man.
所以有时候你看一节圣经节讲道可以讲三四十分钟。
And so we see that sometimes with just one verse, we can speak a sermon for 30 to 40 minutes.
因为这个里面有隐藏的智慧。
Because within it, there is hidden wisdom.
那写13卷的圣经，这不是神启示的，怎么办法写得出来？
And to write 13 books, if it is not revealed by God, how is it possible that he could write it?
这是第一个，会让他觉得自己比别人强，很可能的一点。
And this is one thing that he could might think he might be stronger than others.
第二个原因。
And the second reason.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12. Truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds.
这里说用百般的忍耐借着神迹奇事显出使徒的凭据来。
It says among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds.
还有一个地方保罗说用神迹奇事的能力使外邦人顺服。
And another place in the Bible says how the Gentiles were able to be submissive because of signs and wonders.
所以为什么他三次的宣道旅程能够把福音从耶路撒冷传到欧洲、亚洲？
So why was it that in his three missionary trips, he was able to spread the gospel from Jerusalem to Asia and Europe?
因为他有神迹奇事的能力。
Because he had the power of signs and wonders.
所以才能够一直有突破往前进。
So that he could continue to forward, go forward.
第三个
and third,
就是他的工作精神
that is his spirit of servitude
所以哥林多后书的十一章从23节在提到他怎么为基督受苦
and so in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 starting from verse 22 records how he suffered for Christ
当一个人能够为神牺牲越多我们常常会比别人觉得我更爱神
And when we sacrifice or suffer more for Christ than others, we may feel that we love the Lord more than others.
但是当我们觉得我们的启示很大，能力很大，我比别人更爱神，我们已经失去的侍奉神很重要的条件。
When we feel that we have more revelations and are able to perform more signs and wonders and love God more, then we actually lose one of the criteria to be able to serve God.
因为我们就忘记了我是人，我是软弱的，我是没有用的。
Because we forget that we are mere men and that we are weak and nothing before God.
所以当他这个三方面都很突出的时候，神要怎么让他觉得自己是没有用的？
So when he excelled in these three aspects, how did God let him know that he was nothing before God?
所以第七节
Verse 7.
有一根刺加在我肉体上。
A thorn in the flesh was given to me.
那这个刺是撒旦的差役要攻击我。
And this thorn was a messenger of Satan to buffet me.
如果用字面很直接的解释，因为有人把它猜出身体有问题或者怎样，很直接解释就是有一批人专门要攻击保罗了。
Simply put, it is there was a group of people that wanted to attack Paul.
那这是撒旦的差役。
And this is a messenger of Satan.
走到哪里就是有人要抓他的把柄。
And wherever he went, people tried to capture what he.
那撒旦的意思就是控告者。
And Satan means accuser.
那这让保罗好像一根刺扎在身上，很痛苦。
And so this made Paul have a thorn in the flesh, and it was very painful for him.
那为什么神允许呢？
But why did God allow this to happen?
因为这个痛苦砸在身上，保罗忽然觉得说：“哎，我只不过是人啊。”
Because when there was this thorn in the flesh, Paul was able to understand that he is just a human being.
我也没有钉十字架，人讲一讲，我就觉得很气馁。
I was not crucified on the cross, and when people accuse me, I may become upset.
那当然，在很痛苦当中，向神祷告三次。
But in his pain, he prayed to the Lord three times.
保罗为人祷告很有功效。
When Paul prayed, interceded for others, it was very effective.
甚至使人复活。
and even the dead resurrected.
魔鬼可以赶出去。
And Satan could be cast out.
但是为自己的问题祷告，祷告三次没有功效。
But when he prayed for himself, he prayed three times, but it did not depart from him.
难道他祷告没有达到神面前吗？
Did his prayer not reach God?
当然有达到神面前。
Of course it had reached God.
所以第九节。
So verse 9.
神对他说，我的恩典够你用。
The Lord said to him, My grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
因此看起来，有时候我们在生活中，我们身上，我们家庭发生了一些问题，为什么一直祷告都没有办法解决？
So sometimes in our lives or in our family, we keep praying, but the problem is not resolved. Why?
很有可能，就是一根刺在提醒我们。
It may be a thorn in the flesh to remind us.
让我们学习谦卑。
To learn humility.
那我们才能够时常站在神面前来服侍他。
So that we can often stand before God and serve him.
谦卑真的是非常不简单。
And humility is something very difficult.
谦卑是神要用一个人的条件。
And humility is a criteria that we must have for God to use us.
摩西从王宫出来，说话行事都有能力。
And when Moses came out of the palace, his words and actions all carried power.
受过埃及一切的教育。
He was educated with the Egyptian culture.
那个时候埃及是文明的古国。
And at that time, the Egyptian culture was the strongest.
那这样的一个人，你怎么叫他说我算不了什么？
And how is it possible for such kind of person to say that he is nothing?
所以40岁啊，他信心也比别人好啊。
And so at age 40, he had greater faith than others.
我们今天都比不上啊。
And it is, we cannot compare to him today.
那一定要让自己觉得我算不了什么，神才可以用他。
And only when he was able to say that I am nothing, was God able to use him.
所以把他送到旷野去牧养。
So he was sent to the wilderness to shepherd the sheep.
牧了40年。
For 40 years.
磨来磨去，磨来磨去。
And after being trained again and again.
40年之后，忽然说，我算什么？
And then 40 years later, he said, What? Who am I?
神要用他，他说我算什么？我是谁？
The Lord wanted to use him, but he said, Who am I?
神就说，我要与你同在，要用你去救以色列百姓。
And the Lord said to him, I will abide with you, and I will use you to save the Israelites.
所以我们要自觉我是一个弱者。
So we must understand that we are weak before the Lord.
那神的能力就会与我们同在。
And then the power of God will abide with us.
所以在哥林多后书里面有这样提到。
So in 2 Corinthians it mentions.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7. Verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
这个地方说有宝贝放在瓦器里面。
Here it says this treasure in earthen vessels.
这个宝贝也可以指着福音，也可以指着圣灵。
This treasure can refer to the gospel or to the Holy Spirit.
或者这个使徒的身份、职份。
Or the status of an apostle.
那这个宝贝怎么发出莫大的能力？
And how can this treasure have excellence of power?
放在瓦器里面。
It has to be put in an earthen vessel.
瓦器是什么？
And what is a vessel?
掉在地上就破掉了。
And this vessel, if it is dropped on the ground, it will break.
这样这个宝贝才可以发出能力。
And only in this way will the treasure be able to be to shine.
所以我常常觉得我们真的很软弱。
So I often feel that we are very weak.
那我们就会很认真祷告。
Then we will diligently pray.
我们就会很谦卑。
And we will be humble.
我们知道不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，当我们在做教会的事情。
And we know that it's not by strength or power.
你在社会上有什么背景，这个已经不重要了。
What kind of background you have in society does no longer matters.
我们在世界上能够成就什么，这已经不重要了。
And what we can accomplish in this role, this also no longer matters.
那要靠什么？
Then what do we rely on?
要依靠神的灵才可以成事。
We rely on the Spirit of God in order to accomplish this.
神的灵就是要迫切祷告，被圣灵充满。
And in order to have the Spirit of God, we must pray earnestly in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
彼得三次否认耶稣。
Peter denied Christ three times.
耶稣也没有责备他。
Did Jesus rebuke him?
一句话也没有。
Not even one word did he say.
只是一看，彼得就痛哭了。
He just looked at him, and Peter cried bitterly.
他才了解我是这么软弱的。
And then he was able to realize how weak he was.
我以前说我要跟他一起死。
I had said that I was going to die with him.
现在看到耶稣钉十字架，我竟然否定他。
But now that I see Christ crucified on the cross, I denied him.
在他痛哭的时候，是他人生的一个转变点。
And when he wept bitterly, this was his transformation in his life.
为什么？因为他觉得自己真的很软弱。
This was his turning point because he truly realized that he was very weak.
所以使徒五旬节认真祷告，被圣灵充满。
And so on the day of Pentecost, when they prayed earnestly and they were filled with the Holy Spirit,
这个很软弱的瓦器就发出莫大的能力。
This very weak vessel was able to shine greatly.
讲道好像刀在扎人的心。
And when he spoke, it was like a sword piercing in their hearts.
三千个人受洗。
And 3,000 were baptized.
可见啊，要承认，要从心里自觉，我算不了什么，这是很重要，这是得能力的开始。
And so in order to receive strength, we must admit that we are very weak and that we are nothing before God.
好，我们现在回来看第二段的圣经。
Let's now look at the second passage.
彼得前书第三章，这是我们最近读经的进度。
First Peter chapter 3, which is what we are reading recently for our daily Bible reading.
彼得前书的第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
彼得前书三章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Verse 7, Husbands, likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
这个地方在讲做丈夫的要按着姿势跟太太同住。
Here it says, Husbands, likewise dwell with them with understanding.
为什么？
Why?
因为他比你软弱。
Because they are weaker.
那是与你一同承受生命之恩的。
And they are heirs together of the grace of life.
所以要敬重他。
And so you need to honor them.
那祷告就没有阻碍。
So that your prayers may not be hindered.
这是第三章从第一节一直到第七节，是在讲夫妻的关系。
And chapter 3, starting from verse 1 to 7, talks about the relationship between husband and wife.
那这个第七节开始就在讲做丈夫要怎么来对待自己的太太。
And starting from verse 7, talks about how husbands should treat their wives.
这里说要了解做太太是比较软弱的。
And here they need to understand that wives are a weaker vessel.
所以需要丈夫来了解来帮助她。
So the husbands need to understand them and help them.
那夫妻两个是一直在承受生命之恩的。
And the couple together are heirs together of the grace of life.
也就是说，在信仰上是同走天国路，到最后要一起进到天国的。
That is, on the spiritual journey, they are walking together and they will enter heaven together.
那如果夫妻的关系好，祷告就没有阻碍。
If the relationship between the couple is good, then their prayers will not be hindered.
当然在肉体上，太太是比较软弱，这是事实。
And physically, it is true that the wives are weaker.
所以在家里面一些比较重劳累重的事情，应该是先生来做才对。
So in the home, things that require more physical strength should be done by the husband.
那如果从圣经来讲，犯罪的开始不是亚当，是夏娃。
And from the Bible's perspective, the first person that sinned was Eve, not Adam.
可见在属灵上第一个被引诱犯罪是夏娃，是一个太太。
And so spiritually, the first person who was deceived was Eve, who was a wife.
那在约伯这个故事里面约伯受到这么大的试探。
And in the book of Job, Job faced great temptation and trial.
他一直持守他信仰的纯正。
He continued to hold fast to his faith.
我拜神不是因为神给我什么东西。
I worship God not because he gives me anything.
我拜神是神的名值得我拜。
I worship God because his name is worthy of my worship.
那他太太看到约伯这样说你弃掉神死掉算了，因为你拜神拜到这个样子。
But when Job's wife saw how much he was suffering, he said, forsake God and die.
所以我们就可以看到在这一对婚姻里面约伯的太太是比较软弱的。
And we also see that in this marriage, Job's wife was weaker.
所以做丈夫的要在信仰上来扶持自己的太太。
So as husbands, we must strengthen our wives.
那如果太太是一个比较软弱的，
And if the wives are a weaker vessel,
那太太有什么办法能够改变自己的丈夫？
What can a wife do to change their husband?
我们看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
彼得前书第一节，三章第一节。
First Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives.
这个地方讲，如果有先生他不听从道理。
Here it says that if a husband does not obey the word,
那要怎么改变他的信仰呢？
How can we change their faith?
这里没有提到说为他禁食祷告，当然这是必要的。
Here does not say fast and pray for them. Of course, this is a necessity.
但是有时候为什么禁食祷告，我先生还不信呢？
But why is it that sometimes when we fast and pray, our husband still does not believe?
有一个力量是一个软弱的太太所应该要有的。
And there is a strength that a weak wife must have.
如果这个太太有这个力量，加上祷告，先生就会来信。
If the wife has this power, and in addition to fasting and prayer, then the husbands will come and believe.
这个太太这个软弱的力量是什么？
And what is this power that the wife should have?
就是第一节，要顺服自己的丈夫。
That is what it says in verse 1, be submissive to your own husbands.
讲起来就很简单了，顺服自己的丈夫，就能够把先生带到信仰的神的国里面。
It seems very easy. If you are submissive to your own husbands, then you can bring your husband to the kingdom of God.
这样看起来，顺服真的是不简单。
And if we look at it, being submissive is not easy.
在这个时代，女人的教育越来越高。
And in this world today, women are receiving greater education.
如果我们去看统计数字，现在在美国的大学读硕士、博士比例，女的比男的高。
And if we look at statistics, those who are pursuing a master and doctor's degree, there is more women than men.
女的数目比较高。
The statistics for women is higher.
所以教育水准比较高。那有的工作能力也强。
And so they have higher education, and sometimes their working capabilities are also greater.
那有的赚的钱也多。
And some of them make a lot of money.
那这样要来顺服自己的丈夫，实在是不简单。
And thus it is hard for them to be submissive to their own husbands.
但是如果没有顺服，这个太太就没有力量去影响先生。
But if they are not submissive, then they cannot have the power to influence their husband.
所以在一个家庭里面。
So in a family.
有几个可能。
There are a few possibilities.
如果太太能力比较强，有的是太太在做头，先生在顺服。
The wife is more capable. Sometimes the wife is the head, and the husband is the one being submissive.
这个跟圣经讲的不一样。
And this is different from what it says in the Bible.
这样的婚姻可能会出问题。
And this kind of marriage may have problems.
有时候太太太强势，有时候造成先生心理上变成有一种障碍。
And sometimes when the wife is too strong, the husband may have some obstacles in their lives.
有一点自卑。
They may feel ashamed.
失去男人刚阳之气。
They feel that they do not have the strength of a man.
那有的就是平等。
And some is equality.
那这个平等到最后谁也不让谁。
And when we talk about equality, in the end, no one lets anyone.
那就很可能造成离婚。
And this may end up in a divorce.
我为什么要顺服你？
Why do I need to be submissive to you?
可能就这离婚结束。
And then it may end in a divorce.
但是一个人如果真的在主里面结婚，离婚是不可能的。
But if a person truly marries in the Lord, then divorce is not a possibility.
那如果我们信主以后，我们的丈夫又还没有信，那怎么把他带来信主？
But if we believe in the Lord and our husbands have not come to believe yet, how can we bring them to know the Lord?
就是在属灵上需要有力量。
That is, we must have spiritual strength.
那这个力量除了祷告之外，就是另外一种力量。
And here it records another power that comes other than fasting and praying.
那这个顺服代表什么？
And what does being submissive represent?
好，我们现在看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
听读。
Verse 4, rather let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
这个地方说，我们里面要存长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
Here it tells us to adorn ourselves with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
然后第五节请读。
Verse 5, for in this manner in former times, a holy woman who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands.
这里讲古代圣洁的妇人就是以此为装饰，来顺服自己的丈夫。
Here it says how the ancient holy women adorned themselves in this way.
所以顺服是从温柔安静的心来的。
So submission comes from a gentle and quiet spirit.
那这个温柔安静就是内在的一种美德。
And this gentle and quiet spirit is inner beauty.
那这温柔安静就是一种力量。
And this gentle and quiet spirit is a form of strength.
能够让丈夫来接受道理。
In order to let the husband accept the gospel.
然后第三节。
So verse 3. Verse 3, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel.
这个地方讲不要以外面的变法带黄金美玉为装饰，这个不是说是相比说这个是次要的，不是最重要，不是说不要装饰。
This is relative, and this is saying that it's a second best. It's not to say that we should not adorn ourselves at all.
这个第三节是指着外在的装饰，第四节是指着里面的装饰。
Verse 3 is talking about outward beauty, and verse 4 is talking about inner beauty.
第三节是讲外在的beauty, 对。那这个第四节讲从长久温柔安静的心。
And verse 4 says, an incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
这个温柔是一种属灵的智慧。
And gentleness is a type of spiritual wisdom.
温柔好像是弱者。
And being gentle is like being a weaker vessel.
其实温柔是最刚强的。
But actually, being gentle is the strongest.
夫妻两个如果一个是温柔的，吵架就吵不起来。
And in a couple, if one is gentle, then it will be very hard for them to have disagreements.
为什么会吵架？一定是至少两方都不是很温柔。
Or to have fights because often fights are caused because none of them are gentle.
所以温柔是一种智慧。
So gentle is a type of wisdom.
那下面就是安静。
And then a quiet spirit.
这个安静是神同在的一个记号。
And a quiet spirit is a sign of the abundance of God.
圣经里面在讲主耶稣不争竞也不喧嚷，街道也没有人听见他的声音。
And the Bible says how Jesus was quiet and how people did not listen to him.
其实主耶稣是一个神完全同在的人。
But Jesus had the complete abundance of God.
所以要怎么让我们心安静的下来，就是神同在，你就很安静。
And so how can we have a quiet spirit? If God abides with us, then we can be very quiet.
我们的内心不会急躁。
And our hearts will not be anxious.
遇到事情，遇到患难，我们知道神跟我们同在，我们安静。神有神的时候，神会带领。
We encounter troubles and tribulations. We understand that God has His perfect timing, and He will guide us.
好像那个苏念的妇人，孩子已经死了，大家问他做什么事情，他没事情。
Like how when the Shunammite woman's son died, when people asked her, "Is everything okay?" She says, "Everything is fine."
其实事情很大，他孩子死掉了。
Actually, the problem is very great. Her son had died.
她为什么说没事情？
But why did she say that nothing had happened?
因为她知道神可以解决这个问题。
Because she knew that God could solve her problem.
我说赶快就去找这个以利沙先知。
So she quickly went to find Prophet Elisha.
那求以利沙先知到她家来。
And to plead with Elisha that he may come to her house.
真的到最后没事情了。
And indeed, in the end, there was nothing that happened.
这个是很大的事情，但是表现出很安静，这个就是神的同在，就是信心。
And so when we encounter great difficulties, but we have a quiet heart, then this is the abundance of God.
所以女人有才能，这是神的恩典。
And so when a woman is very capable, this is the grace of God.
但是真正能够改变丈夫的力量，不是外在的才能。
But what can truly change one's husband is not the outward capabilities.
是内在的美。
It is the inner beauty.
温柔安静所显示的一种顺服。
It is the gentle and quiet spirit and a submissive
submission. 那这样啊，婚姻就会很美满。
And in this way, a marriage will be very beautiful.
所以弱者看似不好的，但是里面是有力量的。
And so a weaker vessel may seem outwardly that it's not good, but they actually have strength.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
13首。
13.